Tuesday, September 28th, Liturgy of the Hours, Evening Prayer. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia. An Evening Prayer Hymn. Great ruler of all space and time, you give us daylight to employ in work for you, that with the night refreshing sleep we may enjoy. While silence and darkness reign, preserve our souls from sin and harm. Let nothing evil venture near to cause us panic or alarm. And while we thus renew our strength, untouched by taint of sinful fire, let hearts and minds find rest in you, the source of every good desire. O Father, this we ask be done through Jesus Christ, your only Son, whom with the Spirit we adore, one God who reigns forevermore. And the psalmody, beginning with the first antiphon, you cannot serve both God and mammon. Psalm 49. Hear this, all you peoples, give heed, all who dwell in the world, men both low and high, rich and poor alike. My lips will speak words of wisdom. My heart is full of insight. I will turn my mind to a parable. With a harp I will solve my problem. Why should I fear in evil days the malice of the foes who surround me, men who trust in their wealth and boast of the vastness of their riches? No one can buy his own ransom or pay a price to God for his life. The ransom of his soul is beyond him. He cannot buy life without end, nor avoid coming to the grave. He knows that wise men and fools must both perish and leave their wealth to others. Their graves are their homes forever, their dwelling place from age to age, though their names spread wide throughout the land. In his riches man lacks wisdom. He is like the beasts that are destroyed. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the first antiphon, you cannot serve both God and mammon. And the second antiphon, store up for yourself treasure in heaven, says the Lord. And the second part of Psalm 49, This is the lot of those who trust in themselves, who have others at their beck and call. Like sheep, they are driven to the grave, where death shall be their shepherd, and the just shall become their rulers. With the morning, their outward show vanishes, and the grave becomes their home. But God will ransom me from death and take my soul to himself. Then do not fear when a man grows rich, when the glory of his house increases. He takes nothing with him when he dies. His glory does not follow him below. Though he flattered himself while he lived, men will praise me for all my success. Yet he will go to join his fathers, who will never see the light any more. In his riches man lacks wisdom. He is like the beasts that are destroyed. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the second antiphon, store up for yourselves treasure in heaven, says the Lord. And the third antiphon, adoration and glory belong by right to the Lamb who was slain. Revelation chapter 4, verse 11, chapter 5, verses 9, 10, and 12. O Lord our God, you are worthy to receive glory and honor and power, for you have created all things. By your will they came to be and were made. Worthy are you, O Lord, to receive the scroll and break open its seals. For you were slain with your blood, you purchased for God men of every race and tongue, of every people and nation. You made for them a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they shall reign on the earth. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches, wisdom and strength, honor and glory and praise. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the third antiphon, adoration and glory belong by right to the Lamb who was slain. And a reading for this Tuesday evening is from Romans chapter 3, verses 23 through 25a. All men have sinned and are deprived of the glory of God. All men are now undeservedly justified by the gift of God through the redemption wrought in Christ Jesus. Through his blood, God made him the means of expiation for all who believe. He did so to manifest his own justice. And a responsory, I shall know the fullness of joy when I see your face, O Lord. I shall know the fullness of joy when I see your face, O Lord. Fulfillment and endless peace in your presence when I see your face, O Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. I shall know the fullness of joy when I see your face, O Lord. And the Canticle of Mary, beginning with the antiphon, do great things for us, O Lord, for you are mighty and holy is your name. Canticle of Mary is found in Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 55. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the antiphon for the Canticle of Mary, do great things for us, O Lord, for you are mighty, and holy is your name. Enter into sessions. Let us praise Christ, the shepherd and guardian of our souls, who loves and protects his people. Placing our hope in him, we cry out, protect your people, Lord. Eternal shepherd, protect our bishop and all the shepherds of your church. Protect your people, Lord. Look kindly on those who suffer persecution. Hasten to free them from all adversity. Protect your people, Lord. Have mercy on the needy, Lord. Provide food for the hungry. Protect your people, Lord. Enlighten all legislators to enact laws in the spirit of wisdom and justice. Protect your people, Lord. Come to the aid of our departed brothers and sisters whom you have redeemed with your blood. Make them worthy to enter your wedding feast. Protect your people, Lord. Now we'll say the Our Father together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And our concluding prayer, let us pray. Father, yours is the morning and yours is the evening. Let the Son of Justice, Jesus Christ, shine forever in our hearts and draw us to that light where you live in radiant glory. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.